Let me bring in Barbara in Belfast. Morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Morning.
Stephen.
Yes.
Sorry. I'd like to have a word with Stephen.
Yes, that is, hello, that's me. Good morning.
Yeah, with an issue, right. Okay. Stephen, you've brought people on that are saying, you know, and I appreciate people that are starting out in business and they only can employ one or two young lads or young women or middle-aged men that will never get a mortgage. But the BBC are not short of money. And you said that there's boys in and young men in there.
And women.
Who are contractors?
Well, I don't know if they're technically, we're asking the question of the BBC now, so I don't know if they're all on zero-hour contracts, but I certainly know that in BBC Northern Ireland, there are some people, and they tend to be young, who have been here years, and they still have no staff rights, and there's still an unpredictability as to how many days a week they're getting work. But is that not, you know, if you think of a media business, is that not the environment that the BBC needs to be in to protect your licence fee money that they say to somebody?
No. Hold on. With the fees that they pay a lot of the top people in the BBC, look at that and look what they're paying the young folks on zero contract hours. You know, and they're not short of money because they get millions of the people that pay their TV licences.
So what are you saying?
There has to be a surplus of money that they can afford to pay those young ones a decent wage.
Well, they are paying them.
Someone said we knew ones that had come up to him and said they were on zero hours.
But Barbara, listen, so that I'm being fair to the BBC here, right? I don't know if it's a zero-hour contract. We're trying to find out from the Beeb. But I certainly know that they're one-day-a-week contracts in the BBC. What's wrong with that?
How can a young lad or young girl that has left school and live on one-day-a-week contract? They can't pay their parents. They're not paying contributions. You know, they'll never get a food on the house, you know, on buying a house. They'll get a food on nothing. They probably have enough to buy a packet of cigarettes and a night out for a dance or something. But they'll not get too far in one day.
So what do you want?
So
what do you want the BBC to do? Do you want the BBC to use your licence fee money to pay for people when the BBC doesn't want them?
I'd rather the BBC paid the young ones the money than paying the big fat cats on the top the big wages that they're getting. You know, they have to work it out some way. We're paying them. The man says that there's no career opportunities now for these young ones coming in. What's the BBC doing? What are they giving them opportunities? You know.
Well, the BBC
open it up and give them a proper wage or take them on as apprentices. You know, they have to do something and they're not short of money.
So, Barbara, I'm sounding defensive of the BBC here. I'm just trying to be fair, okay? So
yeah.
the BBC does have apprentice schemes. The BBC does give full-time jobs to many young people in Northern Ireland. But it would be wrong to say that the BBC only does that. We're having a discussion this morning about some companies which provide for one-day-a-week contracts. Let's put it like that, right?
Yeah.
And yes, the BBC is one of them. But I'm saying to you, what's wrong with that?
Stephen said it was.
Sorry?
Stephen said it was. There was young ones on one-day contracts.
Yes.
In
I am Stephen. You're talking to me. I am Stephen.
Know.
So what are you saying? Anyway, tell me why you're against this, though. Do you not think an employer should have flexibility?
If the employer is making now listen, I told him I had to go to the dentist here. If the employer has enough money that can pay a massive lot of people within the companies that they're running, they can afford to give young ones a break and give them a proper contract. There's guys here that I know, they're on a one-day contract. They pay their bus fare into town, where you're not needed today. They have to pay their bus fare back again. How are they getting the money for all that? They're sitting waiting on the phone on them telling them, oh, you can come in tomorrow, you know. But then tomorrow, something else has happened. Oh, you can't come in. But those young ones have paid their bus fares in and out. How does that work out fair? It's not.
And do you think that there should be a difference, for example, between the private sector and public sector? In other words, if it's your tax money, do you think it should be different if it's government or the BBC
or
the rates office or wherever it is?
Yeah, why not? In the private sector and big companies too, they should be taking on our young ones because, listen, you see in Northern Ireland when I was growing up, we worked in factories, but we were guaranteed a week's wages for very little money, you know, and we had to survive. These kids are running around one day a week work And if they earn more than in the one day, they don't get no brew. Their parents don't get no money to keep them because it's minimal wage. You know, how's that fair? And it's not only the BBC. It's all the big companies as well, and little companies too, you know.
Well, we have a question in to the BBC right now. Right. Asking them how many zero hour contracts are they using in Northern Ireland? Asking them how many one day a week contracts are they having in Northern Ireland? And I think what we should also ask of the BBC, of the one day a week or zero hour contracts that they have, how many weeks did those people end up doing more than the minimum?
That's a question you'll have to ask them, and let us all know in the public what is happening.
Well, I'll treat the BBC like any other organisation. We'll ask them hard questions and we'll try to get the answers out of them, okay?
But how do people justify earning millions of pounds a year from the BBC? Well, they're not far off, millions of pounds, and for BBC presenters and sending dozens of people over to the Commonwealth Games where they could be with half of them, you know. It's all like jollies for the BBC.
Well, obviously the BBC would
dispute
that.
You need to get it all sorted.
Well, I don't run the BBC.
I have to go.
Right.
I can't drive and speak to you. I'm really sorry.
You have a good day.
I have to leave here.
You have a good day at the dentist.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good morning. And Barbara was talking about jollies there. Let me tell you, a lot of these trips that the BBC staff go on, they are not jollies. Let me assure you of that.